Pinellas County commissioners are conducting their public hearing portion of their meeting this afternoon. Over the weekend, WMNS spoke with Commissioner Ken Welch about the economic woes Pinellas is undergoing right now. He says the county is staring at a deficit of at least $110 million.
Well, the sheriff is the largest part of our budget. His budget's about $250 million. We've asked him to come together with a $45 million cut, which is 20%. That's on top of a $25 million cut last year. Very difficult for him to do that. I think he's identified about $38 million in cuts. When you add, the county administrator has met his target, about $38 million in cuts. The constitutionals and the sheriff are about $11 million over the target. In addition to that, there are some things that individual commissioners want to see put back into the budget. For me, for example, the $5 million for our Affordable Housing Trust Fund, $3 million in support for hospitals, and some other issues, Pinellas Hope included in that. So we've got a ways to go, probably $15 to $20 million that we need to identify, either a way to fund those projects, or perhaps we don't make that 20% cut, which was a target this year, so that we wouldn't have to go through this process next year. So there's still some things to be worked out.
Let's talk about public transportation. This is your MPO and the like are talking about what's been going on in Hillsborough. We're hearing 2011 maybe, or I mean, what's the deal now with you guys voting for a 1 cent sales tax? What's going on with that?
Well, there are a couple of things. The PSTA, the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority, is the transit authority for Pinellas County. Our board wants to look at a funding source to stabilize PSTA long term. And so we're looking at right now using about a half a cent, and there's some debate, but I support swapping out the property tax in lieu of and replace that with a half cent sales tax. TBARTA and the TBARTA funding committee does not agree with that. They think we need to keep the ad valorem tax and add the half cent sales tax to that. So we have to have that whole debate from PSTA's level. In terms of light rail in the MPO, we've identified two priority routes. One is a CSX route. The other is a route that takes us from Clearwater to St. Pete, partially up a 4th Street or an MLK or 16th Street corridor yet to be identified. But also we want to look at some east-west routes, perhaps Ulmerton Road. So we've really got to identify the routes for light rail and then go through the analysis and see which one actually would have the ridership to support federal funding. So we've got a ways to go, which might mean we might have to go beyond a 2010 referendum for Pinellas County.
That's what it's sounding like. Let me ask you about the mayor's race here. Is there a candidate you're backing right now?
No, I've financially supported several of the candidates who supported me last year when I was running for county commission. We've got some strong candidates, but I'm not making an endorsement at this point. But we've got, you know, Scott Wagman is a guy who's impressed me. But you've got other candidates that have experience, and it'll be up to the voters of St. Pete to decide that.
And we're going to have to decide pretty quickly here. We've got the early voting starting in a few weeks, and I talked to one campaign manager who says, like, get out the vote efforts going on right now.
The strategy, early voting changes the entire strategy. I mean, a couple of weeks after qualifying, folks will be casting their votes. And so it really does change the strategy that these campaigns have to take, and they need to, you know, start knocking on doors immediately.
Any regrets about you not entering this race?
My hands are so full. My plate is so full with the county. You know, we talked about transportation, our budget issues. I'm also on the JWB board. We're struggling with children's services issues. I made the right decision for now.